This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
This is Kevin on Vectis Radio. And we're at the slot in the show called Stage Door. You probably heard it creaking then, because Graham's creaking in his chair. Or I don't know what he's up to, but anyway, welcome, Graham.
That was my knees. Not the chair.
Oh, really? You're in a bad way then again.
Yeah, never mind. I'm only 25 as well.
I know. You don't look it. Look a lot older than 25.
Come on.
Anyway, yeah, Stage Door is that moment in the show where we admit that there isn't a stage and there isn't a door, and it's not just about theatre, it's about what's on the Isle of Wight. But before we get into all that, Graham and I have got a hot topic, and this week's hot topic is, drum roll, is television killing live entertainment? Get it right, I'll say that again. Is television killing live entertainment? Well, we've got the right man to ask, Graham, because What's on White is all about, well, mostly about live entertainment and selling those shows to people, isn't it? And encouraging people to get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Is television having an effect?
I think, television since it started, really. Right, let's have a history lesson.
Oh, really?
Okay. Let's go way, way, way back. Yes, it probably did kill off theatres and live entertainment.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I'll throw this coaster at you. Yeah. You put me off now.
Sorry, let's have a history lesson.
Yeah. I think TV's clawed it back. And I think now that live entertainment, theatre shows and just going out in general, I think is having a bit of a comeback, because now you can record live TV.
Yeah.
Well, I know we've been able to record it for quite a number of years, but it's not as bad now. So, if you forget to, record something on your satellite box, you've got lots of catch-up TV as well, so it doesn't matter if you are not there or you forget to press record or whatever, because you can go to iPlayer. I mean, all the channels have got stuff like that now.
Could that work for live entertainment as well? Like, I'm putting plays on all the time. Why don't I record one of my plays and then say to people, you didn't come to see it, but if you want to watch it, here's how you can do it on YouTube, but you got to pay me a fiver to watch it. What do you think? It's like iPlayer for live entertainment, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That might work, mightn't it?
It could do. It could do. One, give it a go.
All right, okay.
But I think, now, another thing for theatres and stuff, more theatres, say, and gigs in pubs and stuff like that, is that, things like that can now be broadcast live if they accept that, they want to do it via Facebook Live or Periscope or, I don't know, any of these things that we can live broadcast now on social media. It's not just for the here and now. These things can be captured and played back later on or captured and stuck on YouTube or something.
Yeah, looking at it from sort of detached point of view, looking around the Isle of Wight and seeing all the big numbers that keep turning out for tribute bands, for big name performances, musicals, which people love, events as well. People seem quite happy to leave the telly behind and go and watch live entertainment, generally speaking, on the Isle of Wight, don't they?
I think so. I mean, good weather helps as well, because, if you've got an event that's outside, like Rilston Gardens, for example, have got, brass bands, and occasionally they have a singing band. Now, they don't normally, but they do allow a couple of bands that they know that have singers to go and do a performance. And, it's not uncommon for, in excess of 1,000 people to be in Rilston Gardens watching, a band.
Yeah.
And it's quite a small park, so I can only imagine that is pretty packed.
Yeah.
So I think, we've got that choice, haven't we? Going out is not the cheapest of things to do, per se, but you know, it's not, it doesn't really matter that we're missing EastEnders or Corrie or you know, the football or whatever, because we can always go back and watch it later on.
So what would make you forego an evening of light entertainment? So what would be on the box that would make you think, I'm not going out, I'm staying in because that's on? What would it be?
Probably a good Andy Murray match.
Yeah. Pointless.
Pointless. No, the chase.
Yeah. Yeah.
A football match that, you know, maybe England have got a good chance of winning.
Yeah.
The F1. And I tell you what, actually kills TV. Right. Off on a bit of a tangent.
Yeah.
Is that, do you remember in the old days when you know, nothing was broadcast live?
Yes.
Apart from kind of like the FA Cup or the League Cup or whatever, right? And they would say, if you don't want to know the score, look away now.
Yeah.
But in this age of social media, it seems to be that they've got to get the score as it happens out to you. So the minute you look at your Twitter feed or your Facebook feed, you know, not only have you got the media broadcasting the latest result to you, but you've also got your mates broadcasting a lot. So,
I know.
You know, if I go out on a Sunday and I think, you know, I'll watch the Grand Prix later on because... Yeah. You know, Sky F1 are going to broadcast it, or watch the highlights, or it'll be on Channel 4 or wherever. Now, you've got your mates on Facebook and Twitter going, oh, I can't believe that result. Hamilton coming second. And what a crash. And you go, oh, no. Spoils are. What does it watch that?
Yeah. But it's just as well they don't do it in theatre as well yet, isn't it? Although there has been some stuff about people taking videos during theatre, hasn't there? Yeah. Benedict Cumberbatch got cross about it because he was doing Hamlet and he could see sort of flashing lights of phones videoing him as he gave his big speech. So
that was in kind of, you know, one of his Shakespearean plays, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I saw that and I kind of thought, well, unfortunately, this is the way things are going. People are living on their phones and you know, they you know, I think it's not socially acceptable to take a call, but you might want to tweet, I'm at the theatre watching Benedict Cumberbatch, or, you know, and here's a sneaky picture of him on stage. That's kind of the way things are going. I mean, the only way that theatres are going to deal with it is to kind of, like, ban it, but then you risk upsetting your audience because they can't have the phones on. It's kind of, you know, half a dozen of one.
Tricky. So what's the verdict? Is television killing live entertainment or having no effect at all?
No, I think it's actually better for live entertainment now.
Okay.
Better than it was because of the, you know, the fact that we've got catch-up TV and stuff. Yeah. And I think that, you know, it means that you can just go out and think, well, I'll watch it on catch-up later on.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that. Well, that's that sorted. That
Absolutely.
Was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's another big issue resolved here. So let's have the stage door slot, which is brought to you by Graham Craig of whatsonwhite.com. Graham, over to you. What's going on this week?
Right, well, it's nearly the end of the summer holidays, isn't it? Way! All the parents say. But, you know, but there's still plenty of stuff to do. So, you know, if you want to keep the kids occupied, if you're out at work, or even if you just fancy a bit of time to yourself, do a bit of shopping or go to the spa or something like that, the YMCA in Shanklin do run some summer day camps, you know, so you can pop your kids in there. At,
oh, it's for kids, not parents. Though.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Or it might maybe that's the thing for next year. Ah, now there's a business we could sell to Dragon's Den, isn't it?
yeah
Let's get thinking on that one. So details and prices are on the main listing for this event, so just search that out on What's on White. The Needles, every Thursday during the summer holidays, they run a Music and Magic in the Skies, which is activities throughout the day and a spectacular firework display to round off a cracking day out. It's the final one this Thursday, 25th, so get yourself over there. There's very few working windmills around now, so if you fancy a trip out to Benbridge Windmill with the kids, they still have their summer bugs and insect nature trails running. So ask at the reception when you arrive for that.
Okay.
Sunday the 28th, there is the last open day of the season for Freshwater Independent Lifeboat. They're holding a grand raffle with great prizes, including a Brittany Ferries voucher, a meal at the Bugle in Yarmouth and an afternoon cream tea at the George Hotel in Yarmouth as well. It's all the usual open day activities. They've got a treasure hunt, Bash the Rat, Wiggly Wire, Hook a Duck and loads of other stuff. So it seems like it's a good day, and that's over in Freshwater Bay, and you're helping out the independent lifeboat there. The Travelling Film Show. Now, these guys come over and they screen on an outdoor screen some cracking movies over the summer, and they go to some brilliant venues. The Garlic Farm. This year they also went to Carisbrook Castle and Ventnor Botanic Garden. They've got three cracking films this weekend to round off a super summer of open-air cinema screenings. On the Saturday, because we've got some scooters over, they're screening Quadrophenia, which is an 18. Still, that's a cracking movie, though. That's at the Botanic Gardens on Saturday the 27th. And either side of that, two great family movies. They've got Zootropolis on Friday and The Jungle Book on Sunday. They're both PG, great family movies, and they're screening at where else but the Isle of Wight Zoo, which is the Tiger Zoo as we know it, in Sandown. Get there early, take some to sit on, and enjoy a fantastic and unique experience. Theatre goers have only two opportunities left to see a cracking show over in Shanklin called The 39 Steps, a show where Hitchcock meets hilarious. It's getting rave reviews from the audience. There's a show on tomorrow, Tuesday 23rd, and the final one Tuesday 30th. Joe Pasquale brings his one man and his bog show to the island on Monday the 29th. That's also at Shanklin Theatre. Don't delay. Both tickets to both these shows are selling like hotcakes. So, especially 39 Steps. top musicians and bands, including the island in their touring schedule, are Barry Steele with the Roy Orbison Story on Friday the 26th. Now, I've got, there's a video of him on the listing as well. He sounds and looks, I mean, if you just close your eyes, you think Roy Orbison's in the room. He's so authentic.
Okay.
And he looks the part as well. Corey is a travelling brass band. And the Simon and Garfunkel Story is on Sunday the 28th, which leads us all nicely to the bank holiday weekend. And you know what that means?
Yeah.
It's the time the island, well, Ride mainly, hosts the scooter rally. And thousands upon thousands of scooters pay homage to all things Vespa and Lambretta.
Including you, Graham?
Yeah, I'll wander down there and have a look. I mean, there's, you know,
got a scooter?
There's some spectacular... I haven't got a scooter.
Did you used
to? I wish I had.
Did you used to?
I've never had one.
No, I haven't.
I'd love to be able to... I've never ridden one, actually. I've never ridden a motorbike.
I always had a think about them, though, because I thought, you can't really. You've got to get a motorbike, haven't you?
Yeah, I was always into the kind of like the Barry Sheeny type, you know, sort of motorbikes.
A bit more butch, but we'll get ourselves into trouble here. But yeah, let's move on, shall we?
And there's, you know, that weekend there's just some great live music. There's a spectacular ride out and loads of entertainment going on around the seafront in Ride. And yes, you know, just going around and admiring these pieces of, I mean, they are pieces of artwork.
They are,
and
amazing.
You know, art adorned to them as well, and just amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah, I love the Isle of Wight because I live not far from the Military Road, and every summer it's like, you can hear the engine noises.
Yeah.
So you can scooter, motorbike, and then there's the whoosh of a car, and then overhead there might be a little hang glider, microlite.
Oh, yeah.
And you get all these different notes. It's lovely and so peaceful. And then you get the coach as well, with a little snail trail behind them, with all these cars. It's quite fun, just standing on a bench looking over the hedge, watching the traffic. But yeah, but the Isle of Wight, just to finish off, it's amazing, isn't it? The diversity, we say it probably quite a lot, but the diversity of the events, the things that are available to do on this little island, it's just gobsmacking still to me.
Do you know, I mean, I also run a site called What's on Pompey, and you know, it's almost exactly the same setup. You know, it's kind of like it's events, it's gigs, it's you know, it's festivals, music, you know, and going out stuff. And this week alone, I mean, you know, my site over there is quite new, but this week alone, I'm kind of thinking, wow, there's tons more stuff on the island to do.
Yeah,
and like you say, so diverse. I mean, you know, they've not had anything like a classic isle. They don't have anything like a garlic festival. They got Victorious Festival, which is, you know, but they have like four or five different types of massive music festivals, especially along South Sea. But nothing as diverse as, you know, what we have.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. Well, thanks for all that, Graham. We're going to miss you next week because it's the bank holiday and you got off to spend some quality time with the family, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Oh, good man.
Before they all go back to school and college.
Yeah, yeah. Stop grinning foolishly. You can't wait. Well, I hope your family is not...
It's just webcam in here, isn't it? So they can't see that cartwheel I just did.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot to Graham Craig of whatsonwhite.com. Graham will be back in 2 weeks. www.vectisradio.com